In a tattered neighborhood just off Jackson Street in South Monroe, a bulldozer is leveling fresh dirt where abandoned houses once stood.
About 75% of these houses in this part of town are boarded up and nobody living there.
Mike Butler works for the general contractor on the project. The lot is taking shape for a new home as part of a neighborhood stabilization project.
It's going to be some nice houses. I mean, they're doing a good job with it.
The development of a dozen sites for houses is led by a local nonprofit organization.
Good afternoon, Rays of Sunshine. How can I help you?
Rays of Sunshine has been operating in Monroe since 1998, providing substance abuse counseling and mental health services for women. Executive Director Lynn Daniels says the Department of Health and Hospitals asked the agency several years ago to transition its services from men to women, which posed two specific needs.
We recognized that one of the greatest needs for ladies was they needed education, and they also needed housing.
With educational resources readily available, the group focused on housing.
It became very, very obvious that ladies could not really reach the capacity to be self-sustaining or help their children if they didn't have a safe place to live.
Projects like this are supported in part by Community Development Block Grants, or CDBGs. They are distributed from the federal government's Housing and Urban Development Office to local municipalities. The money is dedicated to low to moderate income areas in those cities known as target zones. Grant money goes toward housing initiatives and other programs and services to enhance these poorer neighborhoods. As government spending is debated during difficult economic times, money from programs like CDBG are dwindling. President Obama called for a 7.5% cut to the block grants this year. Locally, the result of the cut is deeper.
We're having a decrease of 17% decrease from what we have last year.
Chris Fisher is the Planning and Urban Development Director for the City of Monroe. He notes the 17% drop is the largest decrease over the past 3 years. Since 2002, the city's CDBG funding has been cut in half, from $1.46 million to just over $700,000 for 2011. He says with less dollars, the city has to evaluate and determine who receives funding.
In some cases, we've had some areas where we look at the spending that we're given. If it's not being spent in a timely manner, we reduce the amount that we give to them.
Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo believes the grants are vital to the city, given the economic status of a large number of citizens.
We have a population that have a large percent of low to moderate citizens that depend on Community Development Block Grant for nonprofits as well as home improvements.
Yet, critics of CDBG say improvements don't justify what they see as government inefficiency.
When you're running it through Washington, D.C., first, I mean, let's just start with the principle of it all, that the federal government was never intended to subsidize local government, let alone state government.
Tad DeHaven is a budget analyst with the Cato Institute. He suggests as long as there's a measure of economic growth from these grants, politicians will pursue a piece of the federal pie.
It's a very inefficient way of fostering economic growth and job creation, but it's a political winner.
Yet winning will be harder to come by with the program losing dollars. Lynn Daniels says CDBG funding for Rays of Sunshine will be up at the end of September. She's reluctant to consider additional hires for the housing project until the funding outlook is more clear.
If it plays out like it says it's going to play out, at least we have the experience and we can determine, is this a part of the project we want to expand to? Can we find other money? Can we raise money?
It's those types of questions that are circulating for agencies and organizations who count on shrinking block grants. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.